Recording's on.
All right, so this special board meeting of the Beauregard Parish Library Control Board is called to order. And I think to be a little different, we're just going to have a roll call by stating our names going around the table. So Angela Lannan.
Joe Blankenship.
Molly Pope.
Michael Crosby.
Leanne Boggs.
Beth Cuevas.
Kelly Bailey. So that's everyone here. So I look around the room and I see no public participation. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
Not for me.
All right, so that being said, the first order of business is to approve the revised project plan. And do you want to state it so that everyone will know what the revisions are?
Sure, so the committee just discussed and recommends making these adjustments to our East Beauregard plan. We're going to, instead of having a porch covering, reduce the size down to an awning over the exterior entrance and that landing and steps right there. We are going to remove about 1,000 square feet worth of gravel from the parking area, just bringing that size down a little bit. We are going to take the street sign and the exterior book drop out of the project. We can handle that separately for a better price, I think. So that's just going to come out of the project, out of the bid package, but still be part of the project. And then we are also looking at not having an exterior entrance into the meeting room at this time, but making it so that we can add it later if it looks like a lot of people are wanting to use it after hours, and that would be more efficient. So those are the changes we're looking at making to go back to bid and try to get a lower cost.
How much did it lower your cost?
He was estimating about $70,000 to $75,000, I think is what he said. But the committee also recommended increasing the total project budget by $50,000.
And that's coming out of the BARR?
To come out of what is now the Building and Asset Repair and Replacement Fund and move into the East Bow CapEx.
Okay, so do I have a motion to that effect?
I'll
second.
I have a motion by Joe and a second by Lynn. Is there any further discussion? Then all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item of business is approve the re-advertising of the revised East Bow plan and seeking bids through the police jury. And that's just basically authorizing you and David to go
right
forward with that. Do we have any further discussion on that? Or any discussion? Do I have a motion to that effect to approve it?
I so move.
Lynn so moves. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Beth. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item is to discuss permanently closing the Fields Branch. And you have some statistics here for us.
Yeah, Aaron had emailed us out this some statistics, and I thought they were well presented and pretty clear where we were headed, that we what we needed to do. I appreciate you doing that.
Well, I would say I'm happy to do it, but nobody's happy about it.
No, it's not a happy thing. But when you put it in black and white, it makes it a little easier, you know. And this could be available to anybody from that area that had concerns about it too, to let them know.
I
think the main thing there is when your building's not insured, you can't really.
Well, between that and the number of times that building has been broken into.
Right.
Is,
oh, really?
Oh,
well, they're not
yes.
going to be repairing it, so it's not going to be a better facility than it is. It creeped me out when I was in there. Yeah.
You were there by yourself for a little while, weren't you?
Miss Molly, how did this go over with your.
My police jury? Not well.
And your constituents?
I haven't spoken to many of them, but I think it's just a sadness in the community.
Sadness?
Yeah. It is very,
right.
extremely
yeah.
sentimental.
Because they're not using it.
Right.
Well, if you look at it before COVID, they were using it. And
not much more than this.
Not much more, but there was more people. And I do understand now there's some of the people that did come before that have health issues that don't feel comfortable going anywhere anymore. And my Polish German really wants to work something else out. I'm not sure what he might have in mind or what suggestions he might have, because I'm not sure where else. You know, they have the old cafeteria.
Miss Molly, did he suggest to you that we have the new community center coming?
No, he didn't.
Well, it's in the works.
For the Fields?
Yes, it's in the works. It's a pretty nice facility. We're still working out everything.
Maybe that's why he didn't mention it to me, because...
Crossing our fingers on it. It's a big project. It's going to cost us a lot of money. But I'm praying they get it out there.
So could that we have a room in there? Mm-hmm.
Potentially you could. It's going to be a nice facility.
I mean,
the problem is...
A separate room that could have an outside entrance.
The problem is they're requiring, I think it was an $800,000 match from us. So we're trying to work through it. And it's
a big build.
It is. It's going to be nice. And I'm just saying there potentially may be space in there.
Well, he told me, you know, there was... He mentioned the cafeteria, and then he said, and then possibly we would have other options, but he never...
Yeah, it's a big if, but I'm praying that we can get it.
That would be excellent.
Oh, it would. It's going to be great for y'all's community.
Yeah, I think that if the population grows out there, or if something like that shows up where there is a readily available option for us to be housed, then it's something to look at in the future. But I just don't see...
Us footing the bill for
all of that with the amount of usage where we've been getting for the past however many years.
You know, I do live in Singer, and we have a new facility, and even though I do live in Singer, I'm not from Singer. Mm-hmm. I'm from the Fields community, and that's where my family is, and you know, that's kind of the sentimental to it also.
Yeah.
Do I understand the little store there is closed there also?
But it possibly will be reopened. In fact, what is nobody from Rackham's here. The little food truck, Tito, he's even been setting up in Fields at that store location.
The crossroads there.
The little crossroads there. So there is activity in the community. It just isn't visible, and with the school being in the shape it is, it's discouraging. But on the other hand, if we're looking for progress, because
still workable,
there's a lot of property that is being opened up in the area.
Is it
a lot of property?
And you know, you have the solar plant coming.
Yes, that solar plant is coming, and that will bring more people.
Well, I don't think we need to say that we'll never have anything there, but that we can't stay in this building at this time. You know, we need to get out and temporarily not have a presence there. But the Maryville and the Singer are both still in operation and not that far. You know,
well, case in point is East Bow. We don't have anything there right now.
Right.
We did it one
time.
It's been
years.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been years, but we worked on it, and here we are. So it's not closing the door. It's something else.
It's just that our building's not good for us.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Just like the East Boulevard that went away.
Yeah.
So when you I wasn't here when you closed the East Boulevard. Mm-hmm. So what was your wording? Was it? It's not permanently closed. We're waiting for other options, or how did you word that?
I don't remember the wording per se, but yes, the sentiment was very much, we're going to get out there, and because we didn't close that one for any reasons internally. The land got sold out from under us.
But that's kind of what's happening here. I mean, the building is no longer going to be maintained that we're using, and it's not that...
Yeah, I mean...
We've decided with the building's fine and we just decided we're not gonna be there anymore. That's not really what's happening.
No, the building is not in good shape and there is no indication that it will get in better shape.
Right, right.
And
it's not insured.
And it's not insured. In fact, I was out there, one of the days I went out to kind of gather information for the report I ended up giving you guys. And I went to the only restroom in the big school building that they tell you to use. And honestly, I don't know if what I'm seeing is termite damage all over the place or not, but it looks like dirt all over everything in there, and I think it's termite dust. The tiles on the floor in there have been peeled up, holed up something, and there's a big chunk of plywood over them to try and keep it somewhat flat.
Asbestos, yeah.
I haven't heard about asbestos, but I wouldn't be surprised. It's in bad shape. Is the plain and simple truth.
Well, I think you ought to throw it out to the community too. Please help us find a location if you know mm-hmm. a place, you know, let us know.
I will say that we're still in June, right? Yes. Early last month, when you guys decided we need to go ahead and do a temporary closure while we figure out what we're doing, you know, we put signs out on that, on our branch door inside the building, on the building door, and on the book drop outside. And we put some notices up on Facebook about what was going on. And on all of those signs, at the bottom it says, we're closed while we look at the insurance, the usage, all this kind of stuff. If you've got any input, call me. And it's got my contact information on there. I have not heard the first word from anyone. We have since done sort of adjacent to this, not really related, but it kind of plays in. We have since done a parish-wide survey for branch hours, asking people if the library were open 24/7, and these are the different locations, and we listed DeRidder, East Beauregard, Fields, Maryville, South Beauregard, Singer, or now West Central. Which of these brackets of time would you most likely use the given branch, and select all that apply? You notice in that list I had East Beauregard, which doesn't exist yet, and Fields. When I looked at the results, I had some people tell me that they would go to East Beauregard and others, and I had some people tell me they would go to Fields and others. I had some people tell me they would only go to East Beauregard. I had nobody tell me they would only go to Fields. Everyone who said I would go to the Fields branch said I would also go somewhere else. So that to me is kind of telling. I've got people telling me I'm only going to go to a branch that doesn't yet exist, but I'm not only going to go to this branch that's been here for
however
many years.
They might already know the writing on the wall if they use the facility and see what shape it's in.
Yeah.
That we can't continue doing that.
And honestly, the shape of it may be what's keeping some people from using it.
Well, and I don't know if some of the people in that area are physically challenged. We might could have a service there that if they order their books, that sometime in that next week somebody would deliver them or meet them in a place where they could.
We have started a monthly home delivery service.
Right.
And
yes.
A few of the patrons, the regular patrons who were attending that mm-hmm. branch, have signed up for it.
Yes. And y'all did that at East Beauregard.
Yeah.
Julie was there with the van.
Yeah, for a while we were bringing the van out, working out of the van.
Yeah.
Good things.
Yeah. So we're not abandoning.
No. And I would like to at least ask, and I'll talk to the police jury about this, if they're okay with us leaving the book drop there so that if people are going to other locations
right.
and checking
yeah.
stuff out, it's convenient for them to return it
right.
there in the community.
And that's outside
that
the main fence, so.
It's technically inside the fence, but it's reachable from outside the fence, right at one of the driveways, so.
Oh, it's a standalone?
Mm-hmm, it is.
So maybe we could borrow it for the East Bow. Robbie, temporarily.
I'll buy us another one for East Bow. We can have its own.
We maybe can even afford to put it on a sled.
You think?
But yeah, I think with the maintenance issues we experience in that facility, the AC not working often, the heat not working often, we have regular electricity issues there, with all of these things, and a lot of it I think is just the age of the building. With that combined with the number of break-ins, because that building gets broken into a lot. The library itself has been broken into several times, but the building gets it a lot more than just our branch. I think the safe thing to do is not work in this location.
Well, I'd like to make a motion that we...
Wait. Before you make the motion, I'm trying to work some of these thoughts into a motion, which you can make.
You want me to make your motion?
What?
I was going to accept her recommendation there. Let's see.
I would just like the word permanently removed.
I was going to do something like this because of the event.
Because I don't want it to be a permanent thing to never have that library in fields.
Gotcha.
I would like for it to be stated that in some way
that it's temporarily closed in the back.
At this facility.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
The current facility.
At least it gives them hope that one day it might come back.
It might come back.
Yeah.
What was your wording?
That it would be temporarily.
Or the current facility.
At the current location.
Closed at the current location.
Which, if I was reading that, I would say, okay, they're looking for something different.
And do we need to say anything about investigating other locations in the motion?
How about investigating how to best serve that community?
That's a good way to.
Yeah, that sounds good.
To work it to best serve.
Because, you know, the jury owns that land there. If y'all ever wanted to put something there, you could always do a cooperative endeavor with us.
But the recommendation,
the jury owns where the school is.
I believe so.
Increasing the hours at the nearest
the school
branches,
board.
You know,
handed to them.
Yeah.
So we could do a cooperative endeavor with
never
them.
Own that property.
Either or, as long as it's movable.
School board never.
I don't think we'd have any problem with that whatsoever. Just something to think
and
about.
The school board had use of it as long as it was a school.
Well, we could just say
we own it though. We have to, or we wouldn't be doing the maintenance.
It would be temporarily closed until we can.
I'll check into that and make sure, but I'm pretty sure we own
and there's
it.
There's like 12 acres.
Let me try this on.
It's a lot. We have ground
speaker. I can't make the motion, but I can suggest one.
It is quite a bit of property.
Yeah.
Because of the unsafe working conditions and the irregular electricity available, I move we will close the current location and investigate how to best serve the Fields community.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. I'll make that motion. But included in that, Erin had said, and that doesn't have to be part of the motion though, but that you would increase the hours at the other two locations if that need was apparent from the community.
I have. Honestly, whenever we closed it back in May, I added hours at the West Central branch.
So that's happened.
That has happened.
Okay. All right. So that's we have that motion, and Joe has so moved.
I second.
And I have a second from Beth. Any further discussion?
We've taken the name or the word permanent out, so we'll give. We hope.
Mm-hmm. We just close the the current location and investigate how to best serve the Fields community.
Because it's unsafe conditions.
Mm-hmm. The current Fields location.
And with that current in there, that to me tells you that we're looking for something else.
Miss Molly, I'll talk to Wayne and make sure about that land. But it's an option.
All right. So we have a motion. We have a second. Any further discussion? Anybody? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. I don't know if you got it.
I'm going to need this, thank you.
Oh, I need the agenda.
it's over here. Okay.
Is there anything else that we should discuss tonight? Is there any funding that's necessary in that regard?
Not in this regard, no. this, I mean, we're basically just transferring hours from one location to another. So it shouldn't really have an impact on that.
Then I move that we adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn.
Yay! And I think Joe seconded, and everybody said yes.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you.